What's up, everyone? Good evening and welcome to another episode of Bobcast. With you, as always, is Bob, live in the lounge, standing at the Ouija board. I'm back out here in nature, you know, I can't help myself. And I just hit record. I got nothing to talk about. I got no topics. So it's a challenge. It's a podcast challenge for me to see how far I can get with no material. Okay, now, do I write shit down? Usually, no. But I like kind of like make this like, you know, checklist in my brain, you know, it's like this thing. Some people say like, how do you remember all that shit? Like, you got to write it down. And I'm like, why are you mad at me? Why are you mad at me that I can remember stuff like that, but I can't remember where my fucking keys are? I lose my keys every day. It's kind of like my brain like probably is doing it on purpose to mess with me, you know. My subconscious is like, yo, give him some sort of obstacle, because, you know, he had it too easy this morning. I got a full night's sleep last night. Here we go. Yo, in the summertime, I can't sleep. I don't know what it is, you know? I'm just restless. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, I sleep better in the winter. Never really verbalized that before. But, yeah, I guess, you know, the whole thing with hibernation or whatever. But in the summertime, I've been getting up real early, you know, and I love it. I love it so much. I wish everybody had that enthusiasm, you know. Did I just say enthusiasm? Okay. So I'm about to start work again, you know. Well, I have been working, but, you know, the kids are coming back to school, you know. And I'm excited, you know. It's an exciting time right now for me, and it's one of the first times since I'm a coordinator, administrator, or whatever, like, I worked all summer, right? So, like, I have experienced something totally different than what I've had in the past. In the past, you know, various different places I was an educator, you know, I'd be off for summer, you know? And, like, you know, when you're off for summer, it's awesome. But it's, like, also not awesome. If you're somebody who's, like, regimented and needs some sort of routine, I didn't do too well there with the late night treats. You know what I'm saying? Ho! Because, you know, you're watching television, you know, what else do you do when you watch television? You eat, you know? That's changed, though, in me. I haven't really... It used to be, like, every night, like, I would just, like, go through the channels or whatever, like, surf the channels. I haven't surfed the channels now in maybe 3 years. Just not into it. I'm into sleeping, okay? Podcasting? Listening to podcasting and hiking, okay? Hiking and podcasting together, dream job for me. Dream job, I would do it, and I would do it so much that, you know, I'd be like, see, there you go. No punchline there. That's what happens when you ain't got no material written down or in up in your brain, you stupid son of a bitch. Ho! So I'm at this part of the trail right now where one time I saw a snake. And I'm really trying to get over my fear of snakes. You know, it's so crazy how so many of us have that fear, you know, and then there's the other group who likes to drape that shit around their shoulders and take Polaroid pictures. Not me, babe. Not into that. But yeah, like, what is it about the creatures, you know? I don't know. I do watch videos on Instagram. What's the handle? Horrific Nature. Just watching, like, Survival of the Fittest type scenarios between, like, lions and, like, hippopotamuses and crocodiles and rabbits. I'm ashamed to say that I don't know the difference between a crocodile and an alligator off the top of my head. I've also lived with that fact that I did not know, or excuse me, lived with the fact that I don't know the difference now for, what, 42 years? Sad, right? Yeah, it's kind of crazy, too, if you think about, like, how... Okay, so, like, most of us don't write shit down no more, but, like, when you see somebody else's handwriting or something like that, and you see that they misspelled something, that's, like, my favorite thing in the world, you know? Like, when you catch somebody of, like, a prestigious status and they're spelling the wrong there, you know what I'm saying? Man, I remember in school just bugging out about that. There. Like, which one's which? I don't know. Who's using who? What can we do? Well, you can't be a pimp and a prostitute, too. But yeah, like, in the scheme of things, I miss the White Stripes, you know? There's been other, like, types, versions of duo groups or whatever to come. 21 Pilots, you know, I can't think of any others right now, but, you know, hey, I saw the White Stripes at Madison Square Garden in 2008, I guess, with my wife. That was amazing, man. Such a miraculous, like, type thing to, like, witness. Like, you're watching just two people crush it. Damn, dude, I miss playing music. I miss playing music so much. Like, in front of people, you know? I miss, like, talking into a microphone. I like to talk into a microphone because it's like an art version, you know, of how to get people's attention and, most importantly, hold their attention. That's the hardest thing in the world to do, is hold someone's attention. Especially in 2022, man, where, like, it legit feels like everybody and everything that you got going on is in a rush, babe. Hey, we gotta go. Gotta go quick. So I'm, like, coming back here in good old Valley Green. Everything's kind of chill back here. Everything's just as you left it last time. Can't really say that about the outside world. Even people, man, like, you leave somebody for a little bit, you haven't seen them in a while, and Christ, you could, like, come across them and think, my God, what happened, you know? I'm at the age right now where, you know, folks either decide to keep up with their body or just let it roll, baby. Let the glazed donut come on it. Part of me wants to be like that instead of hiking and trying to lose weight all the time. Part of me wants to, like, tonight eat pizza. Also get donuts from, like, Susie Joe or something, you know? And indulge, babe. Oh! Because it's been about now almost 4 years since I quit smoking cigarettes. And, yeah, notoriously, you probably heard me say it before, in the beginning, I didn't tell nobody I quit. That's the way you quit. You're out there, and you're smoking a cigarette, perhaps right now inhaling that lovely, lovely drag. You gotta, like, don't tell nobody, and y'all, it's also gotta be cold turkey. You can't tether that, you know, like, with some nicotine gum. It just messes your brain up. You need to have it out of your system, and then you also need to have something to occupy that space. For me, it was drawing. I started drawing again with an iPad and a stylus pen, and it completely substituted my hand gestation of smoking, like holding something in my hand that felt like a cigarette, doing something, and then my brain was being occupied. And then slowly and surely, it got better. But I can tell you in certain situations, yeah, it could flare up, you know? Remember this one time I was going camping with my buddy Drew, and like on a road trip, him and I, you know, we just smoke cigs, you know, and just live it up, baby, oh, here we go. And I recently had gone camping with him, and I really wanted one so bad that day. It was such a test, but you know, I stayed true to the word, and still not hooked, still not on those darts, those coffin nails. But you know, props to the people who smoke for like their entire life and never get cancer. What's up with that? Yeah. Is there like a person out there who's like 90 who's smoked cigarettes their whole life and has like absolutely no health problems? Isn't it also kind of crazy that like the smoke, if it is true that the tobacco companies are like, hey, let's basically, you know, kill these motherfuckers. Right? But then, like, they're not getting repeat business then, because they're dead, you know? They're dead, like, quick. And then what happens then? Like, the person's son or daughter who's mourning them is like, damn, I really can go for a cigarette right now. See, this is a test. And you know what? It's not so bad, right? Podcasting isn't so scary. Talking in public isn't so scary. God, I wish I could just... I wish I could teach public speaking 101. Like Mr. Vance Roundtree at Plymouth White Marsh High School, who taught me the importances of looking people in the eye while you talk and not reading off the script or a teleprompter. I hate it when the presidents of the United States of America read off a teleprompter. You motherfuckers deserve to talk to me real. You know, like, you have to appreciate somebody when they talk to you real, you know? I do. So my new thing right now is I've been, researching, it's called Life Review. I highly recommend you Googling it on up. Apparently, when we pass on to the next, when your mortal coil decides, I've had enough of this place, check please. When that indeed happens, we are treated to something called a life review. And the life review basically is your whole life flashing before you. I'm sure you've heard this before. But here's the interesting part that I found fascinating. You get to watch your life from other people's perspectives. Could be an insect, could be your friend, could be a total stranger. And you get to see how you made them feel. And man, when I heard that the first time, I was like, I think I've done a good job with that, you know? I want to be doing a good job with that, of helping people. It makes me feel better. I've told my therapist this before. It's like, empathy is my bag, you know? Like, it's hard to really talk about, but it's like I grew up in a tense situation, and like I became very open towards other people's feelings because I needed to see how they were feeling first before I could have any feelings of my own, you know? And it's like I became like a... just like... I didn't even play poker, but I could read the room at like a very young age, you know? And that's a lot to deal with when you're young, and then when you get older, it kind of becomes a gift in a way. It's like, I can totally tell if somebody is just not, you know, willing or ready to accept me or others at that particular moment in their lives, wherever they may be, in occupation, at home, at work, wherever your friends, family, loved ones are. It's going to get loud here because we're down here by Bell's Mills. Yes, it's that time. But the interesting thing, though, is, like, imagine, like, seeing, like, the perspective of how you made an insect feel when you stomped on it, right, per se, right? Like, I was thinking about, thinking about the whole perspective of, like, you know, what's those things called that came and hit our trees up and they made it seem like they were going to plague us to the death? Can't remember. But, we're close there, buddy. Man, I almost got hit by a car. So close. I know there's no sidewalk where I'm at right now, so I'm walking across the bridge. We were covering this last week on an episode of The Bobcast. Yeah, but just like imagine, like, you know, being an insect and then like seeing an insect, how the insect feels when you are being, when you kill it, or perhaps like for me, like I save spiders' lives, right? So I'll pick up a spider and then I'll, thank you. I'm yielding. See if this person yields in the green card. Look at this. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's two yields. Right there. Yeah. But yeah, seeing your life, the life review, the idea of you helping people, the idea of, like, you know, and then, like, you tend to think then, okay, so what's it like if the life review is, like, reviewing everything that's negative, right? Everything that's bad, all the bad shit you did. I've got some bad shit I've done, you know? But ultimately, I really care about people, and it's like, I feel compelled to help. Even when I was door dashing, like, I would find a way to go out of my way to help somebody and practice altruism, you know, just the act of doing something for someone else and just literally vanishing afterwards, ask nothing in return, because really, what can somebody do when you're just trying to fulfill yourself? Like, I feel better about myself. It's kind of selfish, right? Go out and help people so I feel better about being myself. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But you know what? I'm being honest with you all, because it's another episode of The Bobcast. It's like, I ain't gone yet. Yeah, life review. It's very cool, you know? Some people, they tend to believe that there is nothing afterwards. They think that that's it. You're dead, you know? That's cool, too. Because I heard it feels peaceful. But I think the longest the body has been dead and then brought back is 30 minutes or so. I don't have an assistant out here in the niche. But, yeah, that's what I heard on the podcast. What else could we talk about? Do you remember what it was like for you when you were a little boy or girl and the first day of school was coming? And, like, you were so getting used to, like, hanging out and, like, chilling, staying up late, you know, doing your thing. And then all of a sudden, hey, Don.
Hey, Don.
Thank you. You have a good day. All of a sudden, you got to get back on the bus. And you got to start paying attention again. And you know what? Shit, man, that was the hardest thing for me. Like, those summers off, I totally could have benefited from not having the summers off. I know that sounds insane because everyone's like, oh, the shore, everything, right? Great. But for me, I don't like breaks. You don't take a break playing guitar or bass or drums. You got to stay active on that shit. Otherwise, it just wanders off. Like, it's not going to be as effective in, like, the way that you're trying to, you know, perform. I just realized that here in real time. I totally could have benefited from just, like, especially with math, man, because it was so bad for me. Like, I just wish that there was somebody to be like, hey, this kid's an artist. He doesn't get this shit, you know? And it is kind of nuts to think that, like, you don't really use any of it, you know? But whatever, you know? I'm trying to fall back in love with myself. You know what I'm saying? Do you ever say to yourself, like, hey, I love you? My therapist says that I need to start practicing more self-care, more self-love. So, you know, this is a practice right here, right? Podcasting, nature, hiking, my shoes, like, I need new ones. I might go get another pair. Self-care. I was also told the other day by a coworker that I have a cackle, or I think that's the right word, a cackle? Is that what a witch does? Like a evil laugh? And I start thinking to myself, so what? You know, like, what's the... When I used to hear stuff like that before, like, my ascension, if you will, it would chew me up, dude. It'd be like, God, I'm such a piece of shit. I hate myself. I can't believe that this is my reality. I can't believe that this is who I am. And then, you know, I had to go get some help, man. I went to see a therapist maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, and it just didn't work out, and I kind of was like resentful towards the whole experience, and I didn't want to go ever again, and I was just pissed, you know, because it was like, I could have told myself what this person told me, you know, and like I was very selfish too, like not allowing myself to be open to the process. So you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable. You have to allow yourself to reveal things about yourself that technically nobody else has ever known. Yo, that shit's easy for me. I got a podcast. It's called The Bobcast, where I tell you all my deep, dark secrets, all my deep, dark fears, along with a little evil cackle at the end so you feel good about yourself. Here's the first pause, about 18 minutes in. Did you ever hear a long pause on the podcast between guests? It's awkward. I miss podcasting with people, like, weekly. I used to do that a lot, and I used to have a schedule, like a two-month-out advance schedule of guests that would come and appear, and we'd talk in real time down there in Third Avenue in Country Hawk, and we're pretty much, I think it's like from episode, I don't know, 180 all the way up to like 280 or so. Like, it's crazy too, because it's like I chronicle COVID. There's this great episode with Keith DeAngelis where it's pretty much, I think we're like talking about it in January before the March lockdown of 2020. And, you know, I had heard stuff like on Rogan and various other types websites that, you know, are tracking this virus, and nobody seemed to really care. Maybe that wasn't healthy for me either, you know? Now I'm thinking that out loud. See, I don't watch the news at all no more. I only watch Channel 17 when my wife is watching the news. The Weather Girl, she's so funny. I love her energy. She doesn't give a shit. And I love that type of vibe. But not watching the news has helped me out tremendously because, like I said before, like, the news doesn't say today you're going to go out and be kind to somebody. Today you're going to go out and help somebody. You're going to change the trajectory of their day. It doesn't talk to me about that. It talks to me about shit that, like, gives me anxiety. Makes me feel like my mortal coil is popping off, you know? Viruses. It's never good news. It's never somebody helping an elderly person with their bags into the car or something like that. Like, here's a Snapchat video of a nice young man helping an elderly woman. Ah! Bah, 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 bah. They don't, you know, it's like, I've also, like, given up, like, on apps, right? So TikTok, I've gone as far, I believe, as I need to. Like, I used to have to master these apps all the time because of Downtown Harvest. Like, I'd be like, oh my god, I gotta get us on Facebook. God, we were on MySpace first, and then, you know, Facebook comes along. And then, like, trying to figure out, like, how to use the filters when Instagram first came out, like, all that. It was foreign, you know? It's like the first time user. It's hard to, like, really figure out what's going on there, you know? But I did it, you know? Gotta love myself. You gotta love yourself. You gotta practice. You gotta practice practicing. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I love everyone. I truly do. Even my enemies. I wouldn't necessarily call you my enemies, but it's probably best described as people you may know on Facebook. You ever come across that, like, aisle where it's like, yeah, as I scroll, I see all these people, and I'm like, well, his or her life review of me will not be so kind, you know? Or maybe, did you ever meet somebody and it's just like, you don't click at all? Like, it's like orange juice and, like, Coca-Cola, like, trying to be mixed. It just shouldn't happen, you know? It's not the right fit, you know? That was a big problem for me, too, before my mental ascension. being in a band, right? So, like, meet another band and, like, the other bass player doesn't like the cut of my jib and I just like, what did I do? We need to network. That name, network. Excuse me, that word, network. Oh, God. I remember when my band was really trying to pop off in the late 2000s. And everyone's like, you got to network, B.O.B. You got to get out there. You got to meet these bands and you got to get their audience to be your audience. And you know what, man? I get it. We were a product of the times. New things were happening. But that's not the way I want it to be. That's not the artist inside me. That's not the person that was like 13 years old learning how to play Lithium for the first time on guitar. Recently I had a thought to my head about my current adult life, my you know, family, my occupation. And I was sitting across from what would be Kurt Cobain in his, late 50s or something like that. And, you know, the dream is basically like him reviewing my life and that if it would meet his needs as, you know, his eccentric rock star ways would suggest. It went well, you know. But, yeah, I just got to the top of this hill and I'm not going to try to keep on breathing in your ears like this. I just need you all to know that I appreciate each and every one of you for listening, and I love the text messages. I even save them all, and you know, sometimes I scroll through just for a self-esteem boost, if you will. But if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't keep doing this. Maybe I would, because I'm kind of, you know, selfish. But nah. In all honesty, I sincerely appreciate you. You know, enjoy these last few days of summer. It's a bummer, but you know what? You're here. You're alive. This is your mission. You got to get out there in the world today, tonight, whatever you're doing. Spread love. Spread positivity. Do something for me, B.O.B., okay? And I don't know what I can do for you. Come cut your grass, rake your leaves, do something that makes you feel fulfilled. And when you have your life review, I hope I'm in it. My name is B.O.B., and this has been another episode of The Bobcast.